I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
Indeed. Lessons learned from the summer box office.
Yeah. Wow. Variety's helped us a little bit. They did the work on it for us. So we're just kind of looking over. And so they're talking about Disney having a big summer.
Disney was a big winner. They don't mention it, but because I don't think they considered it a summer movie. But Avengers Endgame, I think, kicked off the summer in April. An epic runtime and still broke box office.
And the Lion King, Aladdin, and Toy Story going past the $1 billion mark.
Yeah, and I'm surprised at all of those movies. I had zero desire to see Lion King, Aladdin, any of these live action remakes.
And that's exactly the point. They really aren't interesting other than for the visual reality of the animation.
Yeah, that's the hook, right? You know, it's like, hey, remember this Lion cartoon King, that you loved?
Disney's going to look ahead in the fall, Ford versus Ferrari, which I think is the Disney end.
Okay.
And then Fox Searchlight has Jojo Rabbit. So they're looking ahead to making some more money.
Ford versus Ferrari and Jojo Rabbit, more indie-minded movies, right? They're not tentpole pictures. There's a risk there. One of the other takeaways from summer 2019 was that indie films did not fare very well. A movie like Booksmart about the best friends in high school. It seems like if that was on Netflix, if that was on TV, audiences would have responded. This illusion that drives me nuts that quality of television is better than the quality of movies. There's just a weird value system at play there.
With Amazon and Netflix pouring an awful lot of money into and paying quite a bit for talent.
Yeah.
And they are coming across with first-rate stuff.
Yeah, for
sure. So we're kind of bleeding together TV and film to where we can be just a little bit more comfortable, Steven Spielberg notwithstanding.
Yeah, because movies should have a theatrical...
You have franchises, too, that didn't do quite as well.
Yeah.
You know, Men in Black, International.
Why would you remake that and put...
Yes, I know. How about Godzilla, King of Monsters? I'll bet even Franco didn't
I didn't
that.
Even... That seemed like it should have been a direct-to-video. One of the big winners was John Wick 3. Solidly made, action-packed, fun, smart, got Keanu Reeves at his best.
Yep.
Jumping back real quick to the indie stuff. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, surprising everybody, becoming the biggest hit of Tarantino's career, biggest opening for a movie with that kind of a runtime.
Yeah.
And also, I was just really surprised that a movie that has succeeded that well has to have tapped into a millennial audience. And I'm just thrilled that that segment of the audience is responding as they have.
Well, I'm thrilled. Gerard Butler is still
what would fallen. The world be like?
What was it? Angel Has Fallen.
Angel Has Fallen. Something Has Fallen. London Bridge comes tumbling down.
I just thought he might have given up already, but look at that. In fact, in Europe, Hobbs and Shaw is making it. Didn't make it as big here, as profitable as here, but you know, the Fast and Furious movie.
What a trifle of a nothing.
Bohemian Rhapsody and Yesterday. There's a particular kind of movie that came out this summer. Rocket Man.
Those were biopics. Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocket Man were specifically biopics.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a movie about the Beatles.
Yeah.
You know, or the Beatles music rather. What if everyone forgot the Beatles and this guy pretends to have written all the songs?
Blinded by the Light, no.
Blinded by the Light, right? He's obsessed with the music of Bruce.
And the music doesn't appear as much as I would have liked.
Yeah.
More about the kid and his struggle with his dad.
Yeah.
But again, it's inspired by, it's a kind of movie that I think we're seeing more of.
Yeah, this nostalgia.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, the nostalgia was for the 50s, right? So they made movies about that period. Now it seems like they're drilling right down to something very specific.
Crawl? $75 million for that little movie. Who would have thought?
You know, everybody complains about women. Few parts for women. But then when they do it, like The Kitchen, no one goes to see it.
And I'm not sure many people went to see Late Night with Emma Thompson, which I like. Currently, if you want to think about to contrast with that, I saw a documentary on Linda Ronstadt.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a woman
of
strength. And when you get her together on the stage with Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris, in attempting to put women in the forefront, we haven't always been successful. A big winner last summer. The Farewell. Grandma's dying. The family won't tell her that she's dying.
Obviously, the fall season is underway. I don't know if some of the lessons of the summer are just going to be reversed by some of the successes of the fall. Hopefully, at the end of this year, we'll look back and we'll think the indie picture is alive and well.
Sylvester Stallone might get a nomination.
You know, it'd be funny if he did.
I know. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m., and full shows online at wcbe.org.